And following on from that, I mean, one of the key areas, which I think is one probably the least popular, inspires you to lose the will to live the most quickly, is the corporate governance area is one where it has come from a history of tick boxing, saying, we, you know, here's our standard stuff. And yet, over the last 3 years, through all the soul-searching, through what went wrong, through the economic crisis, what triggered it, governance issues, ethics issues, risk issues, and so on, I don't see them changing, the governance section's changing that fast. I see there are some companies who have hit real crises, like Siemens with their fraud issue with their directors, mm-hmm. really responded very, very well. Mm-hmm. In the way that they talk about how they've now embedded ethics through mm-hmm. their culture. UBS are very, very good on the executive remuneration side, the tone mm-hmm. they've set through successive years,
yep.
having had a bit of a spanking through what went wrong. And to my mind, I see the need to actually, in something like the combined code and now the new governance code, people to actually embrace the real spirit of it. So, you know, with non-exact skills, being able to demonstrate the aggregate skills they've got, the specific skills, the specialist skills, and demonstrate they genuinely can connect and give oversight to the business mm-hmm. and the risks through that. But I think that is still a little way off.
Risk, you're really talking about risk, risk in communication. My take on corporate responsibility, should I say, in the content that's in there. There are many issues about this. The way we look at it is there are many companies who treat this as a silo. So when you're talking about governance or risk or sustainability or responsibility, they'll have a section. It's not part of the DNA of the rest of the site, for example. So when people talk about process, about risk, about sustainability, they have to talk about it everywhere. So it does have to be part of the fabric of the site and the content. I think when I look around at the good corporate sites, more and more corporates are looking at the sustainability angle, if you like, of their comms as part of their brand. And this is the challenge. I think this is the problem or an issue that many corporates face, is that they're having to figure out where this responsibility stuff fits and how it should be articulated as part of their story. And some companies are successful at it and some companies are struggling. As far as the processes that go to put together, you know, good governance models, good risk management models, I see that kind of content being very, very important in terms of the investor relations area, for example. You know, many investors are looking around now and saying to themselves, okay, we've got many ways in which we're exposed to risk. How does this company mitigate it? How does it control it? Who's responsible for it? You know, I see a clear articulation of these areas being more important than necessarily the need to report against regulation. But however, it's an area where companies are patchy in terms of what they talk about.
So. Yeah. And I think in terms of how you present that on a corporate website, one of the buzzwords in 2010 in content, that's what I do, has been content curation and this idea that there's tons of content out there, and part of a content strategist's job is to kind of curate that, and people often use the prior museum metaphor, but I think it rings true. And I think an area like corporate governance is probably right for that, because often this stuff is on one page, on an investor page, in the investor relations section, and it's one page, and they just chuck it on, but very obviously done. And actually, on your site, there was a very good example of, I think it was a Chinese export company, and they'd actually done that, but they took everything on one page. But what they'd done was they'd given so much information that if you delved into it, in terms of transparency, in terms of finding out how this company deals with governance issues, it was all in there, but it just wasn't curated. It wasn't brilliantly presented. So there's how you present this information. I think you need to have a depth of information, but you need to present it to people properly. There's also third-party stuff you can pull in. You could have somebody from Transparency Matters, for example, talking about your governance, giving a contextual information about how you present governance. You could pull stuff in from Twitter. You could really think about your corporate governance section and curate the content in a way gives you credibility.
Having looked at what at the BP thing, where you know, before Gulf of Mexico, some of the features they had and how they explained risk were very good, visual, and you know, but actually the base risk management section hadn't really changed year on year. So there's a time element, but I think there's also an element of saying, looking at your worst case scenarios and what's the worst that could happen, and talking and linking it to crisis management and crisis readiness and so on. There's a whole set of things that actually then immediately, it's not just about communications, but it actually changes the business. But there is a demand created by crises and events that are played out in public, like Gulf of Mexico, which then makes you think, well, then they should be talking about this and this and this.
Well, crisis communications online has to be absolutely perfect these days, and BP was a classic example. Companies have to be prepared now, with very short notice, to be able to launch either sections or microsites that deal with powerful issues that they face, whether they're accidents or events or disasters or acquisitions or whatever it turns out to be. And that's a, if you like, an area where we're seeing companies spend a lot of time and effort. Crisis comms and the use of the online medium is absolutely knitted together.
And how would you say BP did performed?
Not fantastically, to be honest with you.
I'm talking from an online perspective as opposed to, I mean, obviously there.
we can
talk about the whole background.
There's nothing that the online world can do for you if, at the top, people make tactical or strategic errors about leading the comms message. I don't look at the BP situation as a good or a bad online experience. I look at it as a comms experience. In my view, anyway, there were errors made very early on about how to respond to that crisis, and that really affected everything that flowed. It was just made very early on.